Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
few mistakes along the way, it's not over. God put greatness in you, so you gotta release it. How will people know about him if you don't release it? How will people see him in you if you don't release it? How will you be able to testify of his goodness if you don't release it?
Some people who have given up, who have lost hope just because of the few mistakes that you've made. But the Word of God says that there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Somehow I feel that I need to emphasize this, that it's not over yet. God put you on this earth for a purpose. He put you on this earth for a reason. And as long as you haven't fulfilled that purpose, you ain't going nowhere. So you might as well get right with God. You might as well fix the things that need to be fixed in you. And then walk to your destiny. No. Don't even walk. You gotta run to your destiny. There's not enough time for you to run, to walk, I mean. There's not enough time for you to walk. Time is of the essence. And the Word of God says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we need to come together as a body of Christ and declare that we are not backing down. Satan, whatever you bring in our way, we are not backing down. Whatever you think will destroy us, it is not going to happen. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here and fulfill God's purpose and fulfill God's plan and fulfill everything that God wants us to do on this earth. We shall make the name of Jesus great. We shall declare the works of the Lord in our days. We shall declare the great things that he has done. Come on, church of God, bless the Lord. never stay the same. So if you're feeling broken and wounded and in need of God, right now we are in the Spirit. God is doing something in this place that is inexplainable, but I can feel it. There is a shifting in the atmosphere. I declare open doors in the name of Jesus upon God's people. I declare, Father, that they are the head and not the tail. I thank you, Lord, that they are blessed going in and blessed coming out. They are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I declare, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I declare, Father, that they are above only and not beneath. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that your children overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to increase them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do great things in their lives in the name of Jesus. Those who laughed at them, those who talked bad about them, Father, they're going to come back and apologize in the name of Jesus. Whatever trial they may be facing, whatever circumstance they may be facing, we declare, God, that it's all over. Problem is over. We thank you, Lord, that you're the solution. We thank you, God, that you're the solution. And we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We thank you. We bless you. We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give God a great big shout of praise.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Jonathan Nelson.
Somebody open up your mouth and worship. Come on, open up your mouth. Can you just wave it up a little bit louder? Oh, bye, 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 bye. Somebody worship Jesus.
Come on, say it.
We're in your presence. Let it rain. Cause your rain to fall on me.
Can we say it?
We're in your presence. Let it rain. Cause your rain. Let it fall on me.
Come on, say it.
Fall on me. So open the blood gate in a thunder and cause your rain to fall on me.
Somebody raise up there.
Open the blood gate.
Hallelujah.
In a thunder and cause your
Father, we cry out to you.
Father, we cry out to you, Jesus. Father, we cry out to you.
Nelson. Come on, give a round of applause. Africa appreciates you.
Open the floodgates in abundance and cause the rain to fall. Open the floodgates in abundance, the rain of mercy, the rain of peace, the rain of joy, the rain of love. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Oh, 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 let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain on me, let it rain on me.
Hallelujah. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we honor your, we acknowledge and honor your presence in our midst this morning and every day of our lives. We bless you and we thank you, Spirit of the living God. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for this season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives. And over this I am that I am prayer tabernacle ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in our lives. May the Lord perfect all that concerns us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah, may he perfect all that concerns our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your love, release your power and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airwaves and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning, permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as, let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy path and ancient path of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, devotion and devotion, we rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Purify, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, tribe, and nation and kindred. Let us always magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the open heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, and your bidding in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Hallelujah. I am Apostle from Marco Buraboyu from I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We thank God for each and every one of you. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us continue in prayers. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, and this morning, O God, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. We repent, O God, in the name of Jesus, and we are truly sorry for all that we have done, O God, that is not pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you. Take complete and absolute control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. Oh, we thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you. We give you the glory. Father, we release the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our bodies, souls, and spirit. Release the blood of Jesus over our disciples, face the airwaves, the radio waves. The blood of Jesus, the networks, oh God, let the blood speak for us, oh God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, once again, we surrender to you. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. O Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We pray for a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh and refreshing, O God. Refresh in Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for unity. Thank you for oneness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to go to 1 Chronicles 4:10. It's one of the scriptures that everybody loved, the prayer of Jabez. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. I decrease and Jesus increase. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Take us deeper. We've heard this word before, but we want to know, have a deeper dimension and understanding of this word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. First Chronicles 4:10, I will start from 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called unto the Lord God of Israel, if only you could bless me and enlarge my territory, may your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted the request of Jabez. Hallelujah. There's so many books on this prayer, and it's such a powerful, in fact, the whole Bible, every scripture is powerful. Hallelujah. But I want you to pay attention. And Jabez called out, what? To the God of Israel. Holy Spirit, help me. Jabez called out to the God of Israel. To the God of Israel. That means that God of Israel, what? He's a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. He didn't call out to any other God but the God of Israel. If you look at the Israel, Jabez is from the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. The tribe of Judah is the tribe of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Jabez is more honorable than his brothers. The covenant is for all of Israel. But the covenant is, if we follow, and this covenant is for you, if we follow what God says to do and do his will, not a form of godliness, but do his will out of love and care for him. Hallelujah. And you got in, and the Lord look at your heart. He was more honorable. He wasn't following what everybody else do, what his brothers were doing. We are so easily influenced. We want to be popular and do what everybody else doing. No. Follow what God says. Even if you got to stand alone. Stand alone. You're not really alone. You're there. Jesus is there with you. He was more honorable. He could have followed his brothers. He could have been just like that. Is that more honorable? That means he was influenced on every side. The poor mom probably had so much issues to deal with those brothers. You don't have to follow his blood relative. Anytime we follow, we have people not speaking to someone. You don't even know why. The person is not speaking to the next person. Instead of you trying to make peace, you follow. And you're not speaking to that person because somebody else not speaking. You anger with somebody because somebody else not angry with that person. You follow others. When somebody tell you something about somebody, you believe. You believe. And when you believe it and you act on your belief and you start acting on it and you don't know whether it's true or not, that it. And then you believe it. Even if your mother said it, you need to check information to make sure it's factual and not follow what others say. And do what others do. Somebody said, don't give $5 to that church because the pastor will eat the $5. I gave my $5 and all this pastor does is eat this $5, buy clothes, do this. That pastor will not put the money to. You better not give that pastor that $5. You have never had an experience with the pastor, so what do you do? You do not give that pastor the $5, not based on your experience, but based on what the other person says. Only that we do, we do that. This is why the nation is messed up, because people follow what other people are doing. And they say the election was stolen. Everybody follow it. You don't follow facts. You don't base. You just follow and you follow. People follow and they got so much hatred. Can you imagine somebody who don't even know you but just hate you and don't like you based on what someone else said? And they just don't like you because somebody else said it. Maybe that person who said it don't even know you. Always good to find out facts and not base things on, because many times, you know what? You lose your blessings. Your blessings are delayed because you're following yesterday and not facts. And not facts, but you're following theory and all those things. We need to follow that. My phone, how do I know it? You find up, you ask, if get information and ask. The information system is so great. It's on the internet. You can read, you can ask. And if you can't find the information, before you even go to that, you pray, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Which voice are you hearing? Or I hope you can distinguish between the voice of God and the voice of man and the voice of Satan. You got to know that too. Hallelujah. So be honorable. You cannot follow Satan. You cannot follow man what man says. To be honorable, you got to follow what God says. What does his word say? What is he speaking to your heart? To be honorable. Honorable in the sight of man? No, you're looking for, you want to be honorable in the sight of who? Oh, the God. Don't even try, man. Man will like you today and hate you the next minute. You better be honorable in the sight of God. Jabez was surrounded with bad brothers, but he stood out. I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to do this or do that. He stood out. That's why they call him the more honorable. Maybe when his brothers were stealing, I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying he didn't follow them to steal. Maybe his brother was saying negative things. He didn't follow them. Spreading lies, he didn't follow them. Being rude to others, he didn't follow them. He was more honorable. Because he followed, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because he followed God. When you follow God, you got a right to ask God. He's a covenant-keeping God. That's what it says. The God of Israel. Jabez called out to the God of Israel. God of Israel, covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. The next magazine we have coming up, it breaks down a lot about covenant. There's a great teaching on covenant in there. In the summer edition, it would be so great when you can get that and read about covenant. Hallelujah. Then he knows it's his legal right in the kingdom of God, and that's your legal right. You're in covenant with a covenant-keeping God. So when you go to God and you say, if only you will bless me. How many of you, how many of us, done everything that you can not by your might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We're not, I'm not saying you perfect, but the Lord perfects all that concerns you. Your heart desire is to please the Lord. And he goes, if only you could bless me. He called unto the covenant. But that's as a requirement. When you follow the covenant, keep it God and do what is right. If only you would bless me. What is blessed? Everybody think about money giving you this is good. The covenant comes in good health. There's a full, a lot of things that come with blessed favor. He said, he blessed me and enlarged my territory. Everybody said, oh, thing is, give me more land. No, when God bless you, when they say enlarge your territory, give you more wisdom. Because if he bless you and you don't have that wisdom and enlarge, that means that wisdom, your mind, got to be in the mindset of Christ. That means when he bless you, if God, you got to have, he will enlarge your territory, your mindset, your knowledge base. When he blesses you, hallelujah, you got to seek. You know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. You ask God to bless you, he bless you. The next minute, you broke. The next minute, you don't have it. Because you didn't ask that he bless you, and then he bless you and bless us and give us wisdom and knowledge, understanding. You see, you got to have your mindset. Blessing comes with the shifting of the mindset. You got to be willing to sacrifice, willing to learn new things. Hallelujah. You ask God to bless you. You are riding a bicycle. Then he blessed you with a car. You don't know how to drive the car. He just asked to bless you with a car. You got to go to driving school. You got to learn. Oh, you got to be qualified to drive that car. Otherwise, the car will sit there and you will not use it. You will just say, God bless me. So you got to, because your mind, our minds are all expendable. Amen. I want you to realize your mind is as expendable as, I mean, greater than even the universe. Believe in the human mind. So there's a lot you can learn and know, knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Sometimes you got to unlearn things that's not right to relearn things that's right. Because you don't want God to bless you and you lose it. Hallelujah. So with blessing, God wants for you to keep those blessings. Hallelujah. And when you keep it, then you be released to others and teach others. What happens? What did he say? May your ears be with me. Because if you bless me and I got all this knowledge and you're not with me, I'm afraid I cannot make it, Lord, with all you. I need you. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm. I can go in and be with you. You got to be able. There's a relationship walking with him, talking with him. Protect. And there's a covenant but to protect you from harm. So you can be free from pain. You don't want blessing when people say when they pour it rains, they bless you, they're going to kill your child. And that's not blessing. You want God to do the whole work. That's what I want. You don't want, you want the full thing. People tell you, oh, when God bless you with this, you got to lose this. Because that's not true. Read the prayer of Jabez. Oh, you got to get people. No. People don't even. So you expect because you got a new car, then you, something else happened to you, negative. Then you say, no. Jesus came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. There was no issue in the Garden of Eden before Satan came. When Jesus died on that cross and said, it's finished, he has restored us back to spiritual Eden. Oh, Lord, that you will bless me. bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me. When there's a hand, you hold, you want to, I can't even walk without you holding my hands. Hold on to God or Jesus, and you can guide him. Let him guide you. And he will keep you from harm when you hold on. And then when he keeps you from harm, he will free you from pain. Even when things are happening, his grace is shed for you. My sisters and brothers, be more honorable. Be more honorable. Don't listen to what people say. Some people say stuff they don't even know. You base everything on your personal relationship with Almighty God, on the Word of God, on the voice of God. Listen to him. Don't listen to, they say you listen to the noise of the market, you will not buy a fish. That's true. We don't want to die and don't get everything God wants to give us. He's a covenant-keeping God. Shut your ears to things that are not to hear. And don't act because somebody else is doing something. Check facts. Check facts. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you for this word. Father, we thank you that you remind us of that you are covenant-keeping God. We thank you that you remind us to seek you first and your righteousness. We thank you that you remind us of the spirit of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, reverential fear. Thank you, Father God. It is your desire to bless each one here this morning exceedingly and abundantly. But let the mind of Christ be in us. Teach us, lead us, guide us, show us. We are dependent upon you. We bless your name, Jesus. Covenant-keeping God, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I will acknowledge that. Please join us tomorrow morning. I got a guest speaker that's coming in to speak to us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. So please join, and we have powerful prayers will be going on. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Do not forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. We have a guest speaker who's going to pray and release the Holy Communion, release blessings in Jesus' name. We love you. Have a wonderful day.